It's Tuesday, March 16th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. How do tech workers feel about their companies? Microsoft and Google clash, and who might disrupt the MSP market? This is the Business of Tech. With all the buzz about tech and its power, how does the industry itself feel? Well, Protocol asked. 78% of employees said the tech industry is too powerful. And when they asked only about Facebook, Apple, Amazon, and Alphabet, the number was practically identical. 56% said that U.S. restrictions on Chinese tech companies have gone too far, and 58% say they worry about the repercussions of a Cold War with China. Far more people think tech should avoid working with law enforcement than think it should avoid working with China. Regulation is a popular idea. 73% of employees said they wanted regulation for AI, and more than 71% of those familiar with Section 230 said it needed to be reformed. 45% of respondents said tech does more good than harm, for instance, while 40% said the opposite. Just over 40% think the big four companies should be broken up, but more than 68% hope they partner with or get acquired by one of those same four. Now, why do we care? Protocol highlighted that execs may think the walkout and complaints about government projects are a loud minority, and they're wrong. I care because if this is how employees of the firms themselves feel, think about the customer base. And it doesn't seem so great. This will impact anyone delivering technology because of the perception. Note, this is all the tech industry, and IT services are pulled into that. I recently saw an IT pundit make a case for never appealing to any social cause in one's marketing. That pundit clearly isn't actually paying attention to demographic data, which shows clearly younger buyers and younger workers absolutely want to know a company's stance on social issues. I wouldn't be so dismissive of the value of how you're perceived in society. While we're talking some of the big tech companies, here's a couple of items. Microsoft and Google are trading barbs in the media in multiple channels. Microsoft slammed Google in-house testimony, citing Google 75 times in the written statement. Google fired back, including claiming this was all to distract from the SolarWinds attacks. In another avenue, Google slammed Microsoft for their moves in Australia after Microsoft very publicly supported the new law around publishers, and is calling for similar regulation in Europe. Google calls it breaking the way the open web works. On the security front, Microsoft is now warning about a new family of ransomware, which builds upon the Exchange server attack. As of last week, there were 14,000 companies still unpatched. And speaking of the Exchange attack, Microsoft is investigating if those hackers got information from private disclosures with security partners, meaning it could be an inside job, either inadvertently or on purpose, and from a Microsoft partner. Now, why do we care? Everyone all gets along when things are going well. The claws come out when the competition heats up. As we noted in the earlier story, the tech lash is real, and so the arguments get much more heated. We care because it isn't helping. If getting all very, very messy, and technology services companies had better be watching their own image. Sure, it might seem distance, but your local ties to the community are going to matter now. Be forewarned, this is going to get worse before it gets better. I don't usually like product launches as stories, unless it may be a trend. Salesforce and Tanium launched IT Service Center, which is a combination IT service management, remote monitoring and management, and cybersecurity platform. So why do we care? Salesforce offers a platform to do all the stuff an MSP offers. Yeah, that's why we care. It's unclear the positioning. Is this all levels, mid-market, or SMB, or everything? Salesforce has a channel for sure and a strong ecosystem play to bring those who support Salesforce into their fold. They also do a really nice job of billing direct, too. But there's real money to be made in the Salesforce ecosystem. And don't tell me they don't play in the SMB. They do. I predicted this year would be the year of disruption to the major MSP tools. It's far too early to declare victory on that prediction, but this is a contender for who might do it. Introducing Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security. Zero trust access, securing RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication without open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. 2 years of partner-driven development brings audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, all in a purpose-built solution for small businesses. Interested? Learn even more by visiting calyptics.com/gatekeeper, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. We'll be back again with more news tomorrow.